Module 10, Disaster Recovery Plan. Every organization needs a disaster recovery plan. The disaster recovery plan outlines the procedures that need to be followed in the event of a disaster to protect it. By considering the consequences of disasters ahead of time, the recovery plan will mitigate their effects. The disaster recovery plan is established for different disasters, including natural and man-made disasters such as severe weather or technology crashes. Make it before you need it. Disaster recovery plans are not easy to make. They take time and commitment, but they are essential to success in a disaster. Remember that 10% of businesses do not recover from disaster situations. The disaster recovery plan needs to be written ahead of time. You need to make it before you need it. By making the disaster recovery plan before it is necessary, you will be aware of the factors necessary for the company's survival. Necessary factors: people, facilities, technology, data, suppliers, policies and procedures. All of the factors need to be considered when establishing strategies to create a disaster recovery plan. Test, update, and repeat. Once a disaster recovery plan is created, the aspects of it need to be tested. For example, you may want to test your IT security. After testing the plan, make the necessary update and adjustments. Repeat this process regularly because both the business and the potential disasters will change over time. Establishing a testing system. Choose the purpose of the test and what is being evaluated. Determine objectives and measurements. Collect results. Evaluate results. Update the plan. Always record the tests and updates that you make to the plan. Be sure that you have the most current plan recorded. Hot, warm, and cold sites. There are three basic disaster recovery sites for IT and technology. They are hot, warm, or cold sites. Hot sites are very similar to the pre-disaster site. They are coordinated with the existing site and fully stocked. They allow business to continue practically without interruption. Cold sites are nothing like hot sites. They are minimal backup sites that do not resemble the normal work sites. They are simply locations used for emergencies. There are also warm sites, which are between the hot and cold sites. Warm sites are not as Spartan as cold sites, but the transition to the warm site is not seamless. The disaster recovery needs of an organization will help determine which type of site is chosen. Many companies, however, choose warm sites because they offer more protection than cold sites, but they are less expensive than hot sites. Keep documentation simple and clear. It is important to thoroughly document the disaster recovery plan. When creating the document, keep the formatting and wording simple. Make the message of the plan very clear. There's a basic outline that can be used to guide documenting a disaster recovery plan. Information to document: objective, assumptions, criteria to invoke the plan, roles and responsibilities, contingency procedures, resource plan, procedures for returning to the original space, procedure for information recovery. Case study. Sean transferred the client lists, ordering system, and inventory to the computer. He was so focused on the transition that he neglected to plan for potential disasters. He was sure that the transition to electronic data would provide him with added protection as long as he installed virus software and chose useful passwords, which he did. A month after the transition, Sean discovered that he was the victim of a hacker. The entire computer system was taken offline. When Sean turned it back on, the letters were Cyrillic. Sean had no way to work after the cyber attack, and the information was compromised.